This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to Living Life Single, the show that embraces laughter whilst exploring everything about single life. Join us as we discuss life topics with a single slant, as we find acceptance and learn to embrace our singledom. Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself.
Hello, Melbourne.
What was that? Gosh.
It's Yanni and Jono here, Living Life Single on 94.9. How is your weekend going?
Mine's good.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I'm doing.
We're already off.
No, like,
we've already started.
Because you know what happened, Jono? I'm paneling today, right?
As always.
As always. And you're a little loud, I feel.
Do you think my mic volume is a little.
Yeah. So I'm trying to sort you out. And I think that's okay now.
Oh, that's okay. So Welcome. We're on Living Life Single for those that have
we
just.
We are live.
We're always live.
Yes.
We are. And you can listen to us on a podcast, right? And all Spotify, Apple Music, all those great things, the Joy website, Living Life Single, just type it in, download it, give it a listen when you're on the loo next, in the shower, in the car. You can listen to us. You can take us everywhere, can't they?
Do you know what? Do you know why I'm laughing?
Why?
You're probably going, what is loud?
Yeah. What, you're like, what you have we got? Have I got cake in my face?
No. You are on today.
Do you know? I'm always on. I love it.
Like, you've got those smooth, dulcet tones happening today. Jono shared some, some sound bites of him a few years ago.
Oh.
And your voice had changed. And I was just like, whoa.
It's finally broken.
Yeah, it's finally broke.
After my 20s, in my 40s. Yeah.
Exactly.
Strange.
Yeah. Very, just different. I was like, that's Jono.
It is me.
I know. You sound like a very sweet young boy.
I was, and I was half the size.
Oh, dearie me. It's going to be one of those shows.
We'll be talking about what we're talking about after this. I had a mouthful of cream. Thank you.
So you can see today. I can see.
I can hear.
Amazing.
Well, I can't see properly, but I can see out of one ear.
Yeah, right.
I mean, one ear. Oh, gee whiz.
One brain.
Hey, what are we talking about today?
You know, so this is... a topic I was thinking about for a while, and you're just like, Yanni, we're going to do it.
Yeah.
How are single people marketed to?
Ooh.
Like, so we're single, and there's a different strategy around single and marketing, how to market to single people.
Yes,
there is.
Which
I thought, interesting. What does that look like?
But also your phone listens to you as well.
Tell me more.
For instance, the other day I can't remember what I was looking at. I think I was looking at like...
Is that a myth though?
Flights. No, it does. I was like flights to Adelaide or something like that. I was somewhere, like a little trip I was planning, and then I'm on Instagram.
Yes.
And then an advert comes up for that particular trip.
Yeah, but I think what happens is does it via the IP and the search thing.
Maybe, but also, you know, I will speak about something...
Yeah, and that's weird.
And then the phone, like, she's listening a lot. Like, she listens. I'm watching something on Netflix, maybe like the Ed Gein story or something really spooky.
Mm.
And then Siri starts speaking and she'll go, I didn't understand.
Do you know what we should do?
What?
Let's pick a topic.
Something?
Well, no. Let's think of a topic
okay.
that we never would talk about naturally.
Okay.
Right.
Tortoises.
Sure. Tortoises.
What do you call a clan of tortoises?
A fun time? I don't know.
We are so digressed on this. I don't know, but we'll try it. And we'll get back to it at the end of the show. Like, I'm going to speak into the phone. Tortoises. Tortoise.
See what comes up if they're going to mark.
Shells. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Seashells.
On the seashore.
Yeah, she sells.
We've done that little experiment. Right, okay, if it's listening, we'll see.
Mm.
But yeah.
Okay. Lovely. So... No, so you're on the socials a bit, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Now, have you seen things pop up that are targeted to you as a single person?
I actually have.
Good.
I don't mind sharing this. I've said to people.
Hang on, this is weird. This is what
no.
It's 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, John.
It is. So. It's nothing too rude.
Right, good, great.
I started looking. There was an advert that popped up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was for, I've said before that I'm follically challenged, right?
Yeah.
So this story popped up and I clicked on it because it was a famous drag queen from the US on the story. And I thought, okay, why is she doing like hair transplant videos? And she actually had gone to Turkey and done a, and she was like an ambassador for this company,
mm-hmm.
and she's done a transplant.
Hmm.
And I was like, okay. So I watched it a little bit longer. And then I go on Facebook and every other social media ad is for hair transplants.
So it's clever that way. It even, like if you were to, like I was searching, I don't know, the other week for, what was it? Like something random. Oh, when I went down to the hot springs, right?
Oh, yes, yep.
And then after I'd been, all these hot spring ads popped up for like a week. So it does look through the IP address.
Oh.
But the whole, if it's listening or not.
Okay, we'll have to find out.
But we shouldn't see, because look, if it is listening, shouldn't it know that we're single?
Oh, right.
Well, like shouldn't, you know, like there's only one person in the home. Occasionally. So it's just like, it's just, so wouldn't it realize that, like, hey, Yanni's like living by himself?
Well, I do get like those donation ads.
What?
For, like those ads to donate your semen.
Right. All right.
So it must know that I'm single, right?
How? I don't get those ads. Now, if I get them, I'm blaming you. Like,
because they're listening.
Jono. Look at. Mate, come on. I thought you had it together.
I didn't know if you were backing out or I was backing out. What was that called? Dream Team?
Yes, Dream Cream.
It was what? It was Dream called, Cream.
Dream, stop it. Dream Team by Galantis.
Galantis.
And Neon Times. Or
okay.
Trees. Trees. Neon Trees. Jono.
Hey, we're talking about targeted marketing for singles.
Yes.
And I'd like to know if anyone's listening out there, you know,
how can they contact us if they are?
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to. Like, right. How they feel they're targeted and what did you see?
Yes.
What are you seeing out there and what grinds your gears about it? Because I get, you know, donation of sperm ads and hair loss treatments and and music events, which is great. Obviously, it knows what I'm Googling.
Mm.
But I want to know what our listeners out there are, you know, what are they getting? How can they text us in, Yanni? Go on.
Well, they can text us in on 0427-569-949.
Yes, or you can email onair@joy.org.au.
Well done, well done. But you know what, Jono? There's there are specific techniques that marketing agencies use and companies use to market to single people, right?
I've got a feeling you're gonna go down this rabbit hole.
Oh, yes. Well, I've got like there's a number of things, right?
Okay, go on.
There's the emotional drivers. Right. And so if you're marketing to a single people, what people tend to do, they use autonomy, confidence, belonging and self-reward.
The marketing companies.
When they're creating ads or whatever they're doing, the campaign, it's around those things to make sure it's about autonomy and, strong and,
be single.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Which is, look, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But what I found really interesting when they're marketing to couples and families, because, you know, the assumption that single people aren't a family is just ridiculous.
But I know.
But they use things like love, care,
unity
and safety. And, like, I was just thinking, hang on, we've been talking about this for banging on for, you know, close to almost a year now.
Wow.
We, you know, care and love is something which we want as single people, just
and
like everyone
offer
else.
Our families,
exactly,
and our friends.
So it's just interesting how that hasn't been thought about when they're marketing to single people. And it's interesting, like, I don't see there are, and look, I think probably after the next, we will come back and talk about, you know, some campaigns out there, but very interesting. And the other part is tone of voice, so you know, it's empowering and playful and often humorous for like single people, as compared to for couples, warm and reassuring and sentimental, which is fine. I mean, well, what are we? I mean, we don't want to be like a single person. Yes, this is where I first had my whatever. Like, I just like This is where I first planted a tree. And this is like, you know, like how much.
it could be quite, like, I'm trying to think of it from a marketing perspective as well. Now, like, it might be quite, I'm just trying to think. If I know an ad or there's an ad for single people out there, I don't think I've seen one particularly on TV or anything that's really marketed for single people.
Mm.
You know, with bank loans or cars or anything like that. I'm not really seen.
Yeah, I wonder, unless it's about dating and finding someone.
Yeah.
Unless it's, because I think that's what a lot of organisations think that being single is, that we're trying to get into a relationship, which we've discussed many times. It's not.
Like, really.
I reckon there's a whole money-making ability here if agencies and products just target single people in a way that is embracing our singledom, that we're okay with being single. And it's not like we have to be, you know, all in, I mean, it is empowering being single. It is great. But it's not like, you know, this whole false sense of happiness that we want to be.
Yeah. There is definitely a market out there. There's a need, like some advertising company could come up with a way of even selling singledom to people. Like, you know, like, so the couples and the families that have to get up at 7 a.m. on a Saturday and Sunday with their kids, and so they're going to envy this advert because it's like, you know, kicking back this weekend, got nothing to do, no kids, wonderful. Take this car and go for a long drive. Like, that kind of vibe. Like,
exactly.
You know what I mean? I don't see any car adverts really like that. So,
no.
Or anything like that, really. And it would make people jealous. It would be great, actually.
Oh, I know. I'd love the uproar. I'd love to see the uproar of all the, like, the people in relationships and families to go, hang on a second, my life is great too. Just because I've got children doesn't mean I'm not happy.
You know those fast food ads where they can deliver it to your door?
Yes.
And they normally say, you know, one thing and then the meaning another. You know, with the green bag, that kind of advert that I'm seeing?
The green bag.
It rhymes with schmoober.
Right, yes.
So, like, they should have, like, a single person on one of those, you know, just something that a single person would order.
Well, know. I feel that especially those food delivery places, when they are for more individuals, I haven't seen, although there was the Kim Kardashian and the
what's that?
The Magda Shabansky or the Sharon one, but they were, they were two. But generally it's like those ones are very individuals, few and although far they between. May not be single, right? And that's the big difference.
I want to see more on, so if anyone's listening out there and you know anyone in the advertising and marketing industry, we need more.
I reckon I've got an ad for you, Jono.
Have you? All right, we're going to find. What are you going to play it after? Are you on air?
Well, I have to. Well, it's a visual, so I can't.
Oh, it's a visual.
It's a visual. It's 2D.
A visual. Okay.
Well, I'll surprise you.
Okay. Don't jump out from behind the desk.
And we'll.
We're here and we're queer and we are on Living Life Single.
Exactly.
And we're still living life. I can't wait to get to the end of the... Not because I want to rush this part, but I got things to say about what's good and what's bad this week.
Lovely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
But what are we talking about, Yanni?
We're talking about this week. Being single and marketed to as single people.
I'm over it.
Well, yeah, but it's not... Well,
I don't think we're getting marketed to...
Well...
Fairly.
Before we played some sponsors and some songs...
Did we?
I said...
Okay.
I said that I've got a couple of ads for you that actually were targeted to single people.
Okay.
Right. I'll look at you with your cake. You literally are eating cake. Okay.
I'm not eating in the studio.
No, not at all, right? So the first one, well, one of the ones that I found was from Pepsi, and it was launched in India. And it was a campaign. It's called Swag Se Solo.
Swag Se Solo.
Yes. And it was ahead of Valentine's Day to celebrate singledom or singlehood in a stylish and aspirational way, right? So what happened? It featured Bollywood star.
Love it.
And there was a music video component to it too. And it encouraged user-generated content, right? Oh, look at you trying to do some...
I'm doing the Bollywood.
You are doing it. I could tell. Yes, okay. But I was just sort of relaying to the... To our audience.
To the listeners.
To our audience. Because it was visual. And
it was visual.
Yeah, unless they're watching live. Well, look, if you do want to watch live, I think you can.
Can they?
Well, yes, joy.org.au.
I don't know.
Just go have a look. Just go to the
check
website.
Check it out, let us know.
And that's how you can also get our podcast.
Right? While you're there, we digress.
You would digress.
But
yes.
this Indian ad though, the clue was in his name. Solo.
It was it featured a Bollywood star, and it was a roundabout being single with pride.
Wow.
And I guess why it worked, because it avoided pitying singles, right? Instead, it elevated us, Jono. Elevated us being single as a choice and a lifestyle, right? Which is great. And to
this
celebrate aligning directly with a self-partnered mindset. How fabulous is that?
Oh, this is what they need to do.
Yeah.
Even like travel adverts, right? Like have someone on their own waking up by the beach, opening the doors to this beautiful luxury kind of vibe. And not being there with anyone.
Well, that's it, right?
Wake up alone.
Wait, well, no.
It could
just enjoy.
But
enjoy.
Not for cruise ships. And don't even get me started, because they charge you twice for single occupancy.
Oh, that's just...
It's just disgusting.
Yeah, like you've got to pay for a double camper.
Don't want to pay for a second person.
Yeah, just ridiculous. But there was another one.
Yeah.
Again, in India, it was Nestle. Nestle Polo ran an ad for It's Cool to Be Single. Again, during the Valentine's season, which I think is kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's a missing market out there, which is us, and addresses the fear of missing out. So the fear of missing out amongst single youth, FOMO, right? They use messaging like, game on, let's party, and solo trip. I like the solo trip.
Solo trip?
Solo trip.
Like, we've done a couple of episodes. We
trippin'.
Did one on road tripping.
Yeah.
And we did like days out and holidays. We did vacations overseas.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
So why isn't there anything like this here? I don't know. Can anyone out there let me know if there's any ads that stick out in your mind that have been targeted to singles, to us single people, as single human beings? Then text us in 0427-569-949.
Thank you.
Or on air at joy.org.au.
And there was another one.
Oh.
Yeah, another one. Another pizza ad in Canada.
Oh.
I like that. Singles for Singles.
Oh.
Right?
Ooh.
It was on Valentine's Day, offering a free single slice to a person who identifies as single. Like, is it?
I'm salivating.
Like, is that? But also, like, you know, what does no one want to identify that they're single?
Maybe not. I would be there at the door.
Oh, I'd be like, bring it on.
Jumping at the bit.
Like, here, this is our podcast. Give me all the pizza.
We need 10 pizzas and there's only two of us.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
How good's that, right? And I guess it's because it validates and recognizes singledom. And that's why, and they use some lighthearted humor and some inclusive tones. So that's why that works. So there's
inclusive tones.
So how does
Stop
that work?
I don't know what an inclusive tone is. What's an inclusive tone?
I don't know.
Is that like a sound effect?
How does one include?
Is it like a monotone? Pizza for all. Pizza for single people. I don't know. I can't even do that. That's not an inclusive tone. We've lost him. Oh, my God. But don't even get me started. Valentine's Day.
No.
The advertising around that. We need more fun. We need more single. We need it with a single slant.
100%. And there was one last one.
Oh, okay. You've got another one in the bag.
I do, right? Look, I did my research, okay. Jono.
Okay.
There was another one, representation of single regular brand marketing.
Yeah.
And it was a single use campaign by Uncle Ben's.
Mm. Oh, I love Uncle Ben's.
Yeah, to rebrand Ben's Originals.
Yeah.
So they included a representation of single people, like single mothers and roommates, in its advertising. Groundbreaking.
Well, because they do a lot. I know they're in the UK. I don't know if they're anywhere else in Europe.
Mm.
But they do a lot of rice, like those packets, like meat sauces and things like that. So it'd be like cooking for one or that kind of thing. I think we need more of that.
Which we talked about as well. We've done a show about cooking for one.
Have we? We need to do another one.
You were there, I think.
I just roll in. But, you know, I think we need to do another one. But
crazy. I told you something earlier today, Jono.
Oh, don't test me.
Do you remember?
Oh, you told me a lot of things. But if I say the wrong thing,
you can't
smell?
I'll whoop you. Well,
I don't know. Tell me.
Now, you know what? I'm going to retell you. I'm going to bring it. Is that the word? Retell?
I'm going to recount the story. I don't know. Don't say that.
Refresh your memory.
Refresh
your memory.
Yeah. Look, to be fair to me, we did have a very, very diverse conversation.
Sure.
In the lobby that involved a bit of Spanglish.
Sure.
It involved talking about flatulence.
Jono.
It involved cake.
cake.
And yes. It involved driving.
It always involved.
And needing a wee.
Cake.
So there was a lot.
There was a lot.
And you special guests.
You forgot about the topic of the show, right? So what I spoke to you about is, did you know?
Oh, no, I don't.
There is an International Singles Day out there.
Yeah. Now I remember.
Yeah, see, now you remember.
On Remembrance Day.
Yeah, well, it's 11th of the 11th. So 11th of November, so a couple of weeks.
Ooh.
It is International Singles Day. Now, do you know how this started, John?
How? Tell me. Was this through targeted marketing?
No. It actually started in the 1990s, right? It came from a Chinese university. And a group of students, right, just thought, why don't we celebrate us being single, since there are so many events out there to celebrate relationships. So they thought they would start the day and they devoted the whole day to celebrating being single.
I love them already.
Singledom. And then it started small and then it gained popularity, okay, as small things do. and it became an unofficial holiday in China.
I'm moving to China.
Yeah, but then do you know what? So this is fascinating, fascinating. Do you know what it evolved to?
What?
The world's biggest single day.
Oh, single day.
Well, single day shopping event.
No, for more single people.
No, more sales are done on that day around the world.
What?
Than Black Friday and Boxing Day.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Do you know why? Because people are like, do you know what? I'm going to treat myself.
Well, that's so fascinating how the marketers took. Oh. Don't you just love how I do?
Oh, I see where you're going. Always clever.
How they've just gone, this is a day for singles. Let's celebrate it and let people buy stuff and shop.
Yeah.
And I reckon there's more people out there in singledom than there are in couples. So if you look like couples, there are two people, right? So for every two single people, there is one couple, right? So no, sorry. Like,
hang on.
Hang on.
Stop.
Sorry.
He's doing something on his fingers.
I'm trying to do the maths, and it's just not working. I'm trying
for
to
every
like,
two.
Sorry.
Single people.
Hang on. What I'm trying to say is, there is two people that make up one couple, right?
Right.
So that's, but then you've got two single people make up two single people,
yeah,
right? So there's two, you get double your bang for your buck with two single people as you do with one couple.
Yeah, because they're using a joint.
Because that's one.
A joint.
That's one thing. Yeah. And
well,
we've got
might
two.
Not be.
You know?
Yeah. Well, it's very similar. While you were saying that, it was very similar to what we used to in England called the pink pound or the pink dollar.
Oh, yes.
And that is
yes.
like, because they assume that being in the queer community that we have a disposable income.
Yes.
But, you know, there are people out there that don't work and things like that. And you know, but we don't always have other people to think of. So as single gay people as well, or queer people, we do have that, you know, we get to sort of choose where we spend our time and money and our energies. I mean, that's another show all in itself, yeah. I guess, is supporting.
But I wonder if we can, how are we going to celebrate?
How are we going to
celebrate International Singles? So can our
when
listeners.
When is it? On the 11th?
11th, right? So a couple of weeks away.
Shall we try and get a special guest?
Let's, well, Eric.
A
let's
random.
Let's reach out to some TV
Let's have
network.
A party.
Well, why can't we go on?
We're going to play single bangers.
Let's go on Sunrise and talk about it.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Text in and tag us
on
Living Life Single.
Come on, if you can get us on Sunrise.
If you want us on Sunrise,
do
email
it.
Now on air.
We can talk about International Singles Days. We can talk about Living Life Single. On International Singles Day, let's get Living Life Single on one of the morning breakfast shows.
Yeah, if Hans Like a German can be on the breakfast show every bloody day almost, then we can.
Then
we're much funnier.
We can do it.
And we don't actually have
to. We need people power. We need single power.
Oh, God.
Let's come on, everyone. Do something. And it's just like.
Well, we're going to have a party in the studio and we're going to be on, like, we could even live stream.
We're going to have to see who's on. We'll have to come in on the show, on the studio that day. Ooh. Find out what day it is. Although it's a Remembrance Day, so that makes it really challenging.
It does.
Mm.
But there would have been a lot of single
of
soldiers.
Of course.
you know?
Respectfully.
Respectfully. So we'll see. But we'll be celebrating our own way. But if not, we'll be catching up that show anyway, the next show.
Absolutely. We'll make it work.
We'll talk about it.
Now, Jono, guess what?
Yes, it is that time.
It's your favourite time.
Right. Well, we're going to be here for 20 minutes.
So you go.
I'm joking.
You go. Go. You go.
So we, at the end of the show, if you're listening for the first time, we normally talk about something that's very positive about being single this week, or something that's not been so positive. I don't like to use the word negative. But Yanni's going to go first.
Am I? Right. Okay. Of course. Do you know what I loved about being single this week?
Go on.
I had my mates who flew down from Sydney.
Oh.
And they have a newborn child.
Oh.
It was gorgeous. And I got to catch up with them at one of their friends' place. And they had another friend over. And it was great because I got out of the house and
that's nice.
Whilst my friend and his husband were looking after the baby, it was just me and their mates and we were just chatting and having a good old time and then everyone was sort of in and out and doing that kind of stuff and they were looking after the baby, then putting it down and it was just great where we're all just talking single stuff and having fun and good old time.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And anything not so good this week?
That was all. I enjoyed being single this week.
Yeah, love it. Yeah. I've been very fortunate the last couple of weeks to be able to work from home rather than trundle into the office. Just being slightly visually impaired currently, it's just a bit blurry. So that's been nice. It's been nice just to get up and work and have a coffee and work from home, not feeling stressed or anxious, and just get some life admin done as well after work, whilst just being at home that extra time. Something not so good this week. I've kind of realized, I think I went on a date with a guy for about 3 dates.
You think? What? Did not happen?
No, it did. There were actually dates, but there was some red flags. And I think it was kind of like where he was like, it felt very gaslit. Like this message that he sent because I wasn't paying enough attention or I didn't feel like I wanted to get to know him. He felt like he was chasing me. And I mean, to be fair, I just ran a major event and had a hemorrhage in my eye. So a lot going on. It's not that I didn't want to give him enough time. I mean, I went to dinner with a hemorrhaged eye.
Yes.
What more dedication
What's
do
his
you
name?
Need? Let's call him Tim.
Right, yeah. No, the hemorrhaged eye, I mean. So
Imelda.
All right,
She's
everyone.
Back. Well, we're back next week.
We are indeed. All right, everyone.
You've been listening to Living Life Single.
Bye.
See ya. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Living Life Single, where being single means you're never by yourself. Tune in next week and remember to catch the podcast at joy.org.au/livinglifesingle.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.